Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 5702, Baruch Hashem. The second day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. And the Rebbe is responding to his letter in which he writes that sometimes his mind interferes during davening. His mind is interfering. Now, they confuse him in the davening. So the Rebbe says, what's the advice given for this? That you should daven looking inside of the sitter. Look in the sitter, and also with purity, which means using the mikvah. He also writes to the Rebbe that his dedication to his studies isn't full. He's not fully engaged in his studies. So the Rebbe says, oh, actually, I thought the Rebbe's talking about the studies, but apparently he's still talking about his davening, that he's not so dedicated that he's to the davening. So the Rebbe said the advice for that is to reflect the meaning of the words, literally at least. Don't need to think, you know, big things, just to pay attention to the words, the translation, to the meaning of the words of the davening. So for diverting those confusing thoughts, look in the sitter. For staying focused diligently to the davening, focus on the meaning of the words, at least literally, of the davening. And the Rebbe says you should also have ingrained in your mind the content of the idea that is in the beginning of the 41st chapter of Tanya. What does the Alter Rebbe write over there in the 41st chapter of Tanya? That Hashem nitzav olav. Hashem is standing over you. Imagine you're here and God is over you. God himself. You know, God has a lot of creations, billions of people, and trillions of worlds and angels and everything. But God himself stands over you. And he examines your inside. He examines your heart and your kidneys. Kidneys are what advise you. He examines them. And when you feel that your focus is weakening, think again about it. Think again about that Hashem is the one that is standing over you. Okay, so that's the advice to stay focused on the davening. Now, he asks about reasons that and Jewish tradition that he writes, people ask him about it. They ask them for the reasoning for different, why they do the reasons and what are the traditions. So the Rebbe says you should turn with this question to the Rabboni Anash, to the rabbis of the Hasidim that are in your community, and they will direct you. But the Rebbe says it's understood this is not your main area to go ahead and looking for reasons and to answer questions. You need to learn diligently with devotion, to be studious in the revealed part of Torah and Chassidus. And our sages of blessed memory say, Yogaito Matzos, if you put in effort, you will find. And Rebbe blesses him with a Kasiva Vachasima Tovo to be written and signed for the good. The Rebbe gave this student a lot of attention to answer his questions about. Rebbe advises him to daven from the sitter, to think about the words, to have the words of chapter 41 in his brain, and when he feels that his mind fluctuates, he should think about that Hashem himself is standing over him and he's examining him and he sees what's going on. And the Rebbe says, if you have questions, ask the rabbis in your community. But the Rebbe says, that's not your main goal, is not to sit and ask questions. Your main goal is to study with diligently and devotion, nigla and chassidus, and when you put in effort, our sages tell us, you will succeed, you will find. So you will be successful. So the Rebbe blesses him for a kasiba v'chassim etopah.